What is going on, Wolfpack Nation? Welcome back to another Tuffy Talk episode, y'all, as we are rolling here today with a little bit more of a fun, I guess, layout here. Not necessarily topic-based or focus-based, but kind of debate-based. And we basically, just to kind of give a little bit of background, so today on our Discord, which if you're a non-member of, make sure to either send a tweet out to us or DM us or whatever, and we'll send you the link, and you can join absolutely for free. But we basically said, well, what are some fun debate topics that you would love to see us discuss, debate, talk about? And had a couple get submitted, and also kind of sprinkled in a little bit of my own, maybe I thought would be some fun debate topics as well. Some are NC State based, some are North Carolina, like the state of North Carolina based. And again, we'll just, you know, have some fun with this one. So again, much more laid back, as again, we're, you know, I think everything has been said about men's basketball, women's basketball, like, you know, like, we all know where we stand right now, and I think we all kind of came to an agreement that I think we could take a week off to have a little bit of fun, lay back a little bit, and then just let the rest of, you know, rest of these teams just kind of play itself out a little bit.
Are we still going to end up being negative? That's my question.
I mean, so not to that, not to the level you're thinking, not to the level we have been. Let's put the yes. No, there is no Keats. There is no hot seat conversations.
Gotcha.
In this debate topic, but
maybe we'll get put in the hot seat to answer the question. But no one is getting fired after this episode, is what you're saying.
Yes, I'd agree with that approach. Okay. So with that being said, we kind of were chatting a little bit beforehand, and it kind of hinted right into this debate, which is, if I had to give you the choice and I said you have to do one of these two things, and that is either sit through the 2019 NC State Virginia Tech men's basketball game or sit through the 2023 NC State versus Duke football game, which would you force yourself to sit through? And Michael, I want to hear your thoughts first. You kind of already shared a little bit about it on the Discord, so.
Okay, clarifying question. Do we know the future, or are you
correct,
just transplanted back into it?
No, you know that's going to absolutely suck. Yes.
Okay. We know the results going into it, is what you're saying.
You know it's going to suck so bad. Yes.
But, like, after that, like, the rest of the season. Because if so, or just that game.
No, just that game. And just for a little bit of context, actually, I want to give you a little context. So Duke,
for anyone that doesn't know how bad
we sucked
in those games.
For anyone that doesn't know, yes, and yeah, hasn't had those games just cemented in your head with a hot iron. Like, so with football, State lost to Duke 24-3. Keeping in mind, those 3 points came after a -1 yard drive and was the first drive of the game, and we didn't score a single point after that. Or the 47-24 basketball game, which, keep in mind, it's not football, that's basketball. 47-24 final, Virginia Tech over NC State in PNC Arena 2019. So craziness. All right, Michael, go. Yes. So once again,
okay,
it's literally the season does not matter, but just, you have to go relive that moment.
Yeah, I think I have to go basketball. When you just putting it in the context of basketball, one game doesn't mean as much as one game means in football. And at that point, our outlook on football season was, are we even going to make a bowl?
Right.
Yeah, I'll have to go basketball.
Yeah. Greg, what do you got?
So I'm going basketball for a different reason.
Okay.
Because if you remember that Duke game, we only scored 3 points, but it was in a driving rain. Whereas basketball is indoors, and if I'm going to be miserable, I'd rather be dry and miserable than wet and miserable after losing a game.
Yeah.
True.
So,
but to think about in perspective for our football season, how many times did we score 24 points this year in football?
Well, that was
multiple
always your
times.
Number. Well, that was your number.
Yeah.
24 points.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. So, but yeah, what about you?
So for me, all right. So I actually, even before you guys even talked, already had decided, and I'm sticking with it, that I would have rather sit through the football game more, because with basketball, it's so, like, unprecedented. Like, it was so disgusting. Like, there was no explanation for it. Again, we shot 9 for 54. We shot 2 for 28 from 3.
Yeah, but you got to witness a record.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but again, the record the opposite way, which is awful. Like, and again, it's still something to this day that when you talk about he who will not be named on this fun episode, that this game comes up. Like, this game, unfortunately, as of so far, is defining a little bit of that coach's, you know, like his resume right now as NC State coach. So, I mean, and I still remember sitting up in the stands and with Macon, actually. And, dude, I literally would have rather watched paint dry. Like, it was awful. So,
yeah, here's the other thing. That becomes a running joke, right? Like, I don't think 3 points against Duke's going to become a running joke in the future.
Right. No. Yeah, nobody's going to blink an eye at it. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. I guarantee you in 5 years, they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. We lost to Duke. That's right. Yeah. But, I mean, especially with how the season played out. But, yeah I mean, like, because, again, there wasn't anything defining by it. Mm-hmm. Like, it sucked, but it wasn't defining. But that men's basketball game, that's defining.
Is it still a record? Like,
it has to be.
I don't know.
I know it was the lowest.
Probably in like modern.
Correct. Yeah, it was the modern shot clock era. It was the lowest score. I don't know if it's been broken. One could only hope. But,
I mean, like literally every single time NC State and Virginia Tech
brutal.
Ever play for the next 20 years in basketball, State fans are going to think about this game.
I think my grandkids will be talking about it.
Oh, totally.
It'll get passed on from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah, no, it's you know, like they ask the big boom, you know, the baby boomers, like, where were you during the Great War? They're gonna ask us,
State
where
fans.
Were you on what was the date in December of 2019? Like, where were you on that day? And we're gonna say we were watching the most awful college basketball game of all time.
And what made it worse was it was a home game. Like, it would be different if it was a road game and like State fans weren't there to witness it in person.
And even though Virginia Tech sucked, it actually wasn't close. Again, they beat us by 23 points. Like, so
they
so
almost beat us by as many as we scored.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like it was, it was bad. It wasn't competitive, and it was at home. It was awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, just yeah. Just
so we all got to the same thing. Up. Well, no, you said football. You ended up going with football. Oh, someone didn't pay the bill.
Anyway, yes, y'all with football and well, y'all would rather sit the basketball game, and I would rather sit through the football game.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, next one here, a little bit of a fun one. This actually got brought up. So Eastern or Western barbecue? North Carolina barbecue. So tomato or vinegar-based barbecue? Greg, I know you've smoked a lot of butts in your days, my man.
I do like pork butts, and I cannot lie.
That's right. So Eastern or Western barbecue?
It's not even close. Like, it's like Eastern. What was the other one? There is no other one. It's Eastern.
Yeah. Michael, would you agree with that?
Yeah. I'm Eastern all the way. I love the vinegar.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree that like having that vinegar base to it is awesome for sure.
And I like it with a little bit extra like red pepper flake and a little bit of extra hot sauce in there. I like it with a little kick. I don't like just plain vinegar barbecue. I want a little zippity doo dah.
I like it when you're doing a sandwich when the bun is just sopping wet.
Yes.
With the vinegar. That's the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now for me, I like to add a little bit of my separate sauce on top of my barbecue sauce, but I got to have that vinegar base for sure. Now again, I mean, if it's a good barbecue with that vinegar, then I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not going to touch a beautiful, you know, prime set of barbecue here. But then day, I mean, I can't imagine having a tomato or ketchup base.
Like, okay, so let's take the conversation a little step forward because that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right. So Michael said bun. Are we pro bun, no bun, depending on how your mood is feeling?
I'm always bun.
Here's my thing is that, like, so, well, and I guess we can even go a step further.
Oh, I'm going to go the step further. You talking about coleslaw? Is that where you were going next?
No. But, like, so like one of my favorite barbecue spot in the Raleigh area is Old Time Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Love Old Time Barbecue. Yep. Have gone there literally since I was 4 or 5 years old. Gone there a long time. And their barbecue sandwich, I always get a barbecue sandwich with double okra, and their okra. Oh,
wait,
like
okra on the side, not on the sandwich.
No. Yeah, fried okay, okra. Okay, yeah, double right. okra on the side.
I was like, wait. Yeah. We're gonna have to have a serious conversation if you're putting okra on your barbecue.
Double okra on the side
on the sandwich.
No.
So back to the other question: coleslaw on the sandwich or not on the sandwich?
On the side, side for me,
yeah, Michael.
On the
side. Oh, I like mine on the sandwich.
No. See, for me,
maybe a little bit. Maybe just like take.
Yeah, I'm not talking like a pound of coleslaw on there. Like just a little hint of coleslaw. I like the little crunch in it.
Give it a little texture.
I don't like warm coleslaw.
No, it's cold. Yeah, cold coleslaw.
But you're putting cold coleslaw on hot barbecue. Like that. Yes. I mean, that's just no. That's no. What? Because all of a sudden it's going to become warm because the barbecue is hot.
No, you got to have texture. Like good food has texture. So like there's no texture to barbecue.
Flavor. Give me flavor, man. Mm. Flavor.
Right, we're going to have to. We're disagreeing on another
flavor
topic.
Flavor versus
then.
Texture is another debate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is another
well,
one.
Well, flavor always first, but you could have flavor and texture.
Yeah.
Exactly. But kind of on that thing. So I mentioned Old Time. What's y'all's favorite barbecue joint in the Raleigh area? And no sponsors, by the way. They're not sponsors.
You're right.
Old Time's good.
Yeah. I've not been to Old Time. I hear a lot of people say good things about it. Oh. I am a barbecue snob. I don't eat barbecue out a lot.
Yeah. Dude.
Because I make it so good. And here's my thing with barbecue. And you know this, Layton, you guys make it all the time too. For what it costs for a pork butt, if you get it at the right price, it's a cheap cut of meat. And for them to charge me $10, $12 for a barbecue sandwich when I can get it, barbecue for $1.50, $1.75 a pound, it's mm-hmm. it hurts my heart to spend that much money for a barbecue sandwich. And then I know I can make it just as good, if not better.
Before we continue, we want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, Flatlands Jessup Insurance Group, that has your whole world covered with agents in 5 offices throughout Eastern North Carolina to help you decide how much coverage you need. Offering policies for home and auto, recreational vehicles, commercial, crop, health, life, and employee benefits. They are able to combine options to find a comprehensive solution that works for you. Flatlands Jessup protects the things you love so you can spend less time worrying and more time enjoying them. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Flatlands Jessup. You can also visit their webpage at www.flatlandsjessup.com. So please make sure to go and check them out.
Well, yeah. And the reason why I say that like this is how you know it's a great barbecue place is because it's the exact same like it the literally all of the like the stuff on the wall, all the decorations are exactly the same as they were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's this little hole. It's this little hole in the wall place. Yeah. Like it can't like a good barbecue place isn't big. Yeah. A great barbecue place is a small little place because you know that it's a small family run business.
Yeah, they're off Ridge, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done about it. It is phenomenal. You know what? I pledge right now to both you and our fans. Next time I'm in Raleigh a couple weeks, I will go try it.
Whole time. It is phenomenal.
And I will
guarantee it.
I'll take a picture and tag us. So.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. All right. Good deal. All righty. Got two more here for this part. All right. So once and for all, we talked about this already, but somebody asked us to debate it, but we've already debated this. Is it GIF or JIF?
Really?
I don't know.
Michael,
I mean, like, are we
don't
talking...
debate it. This is supposed to be an easy one. No.
I think I say both sometimes. I'll just say whatever comes out of my mouth.
All right. Is the picture that shows a little clip that repeats with no volume, is that a GIF or is that a JIF?
I don't know.
All right, Michael.
I think I'll say both.
GIF is peanut butter. GIF, it's GIF, man.
GIF is a peanut butter, but it's also called a JIF. When the creator of it calls it a JIF, that's what you call it. When you create something, you get to name it, and then therefore it has to be referenced as that. Like GIF. You're the inventor. If I invented the cup, and you say this is a toboggan, like you don't get to change the name of it. That's what it is.
Well, all I know is that literally I have two different keyboards for GIFs, and one is called Giphy, and one is called GIF. or GIF keyboard. It's GIF.
So you literally just said the same thing. One just has a different name because they can't call it the same thing.
But it's
so you're making my case for me.
I think I lean GIF. Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. This is nowhere near the top of the hill I would die on. Let's put it. I do not care one way or another, but I think it's hilarious how much some people do care about
it. It does set people on full tilt, though.
It does. And I'm like, okay, like, cool. Yeah. So, yeah. All righty. So, talking a little bit here, let's do a football one because we have another football one, which we'll do for the second part. So, is 2024, as of right now, the 2024 NC State football team or the 2017 NC State football team the most talented roster Doran has had? Talented.
All right. So, I'm going to have to get a lifeline and look this up because I'm trying to remember everybody on that team. So give me.
So on 2017, you had Chubb, Contavious Street, Justin Jones, and BJ Hill. You had on the offense side, you had Ryan Finley. You had Nyheim Hines. You had Stephon Lewis, Calvin Harmon, Jacoby Myers. You had Garrett Bradbury, Tyrone Prescott, Tyler Jones, Will Richardson, Jay Sam.
That team was definitely older.
And stupid talented.
Yeah.
That team should have done more. Tough.
I don't know. I think it'll be an easier question to answer after the season, but.
On paper, talent-wise,
the 2024 team should be more talented, yes. But
talented.
You really think so? You think there's so. Are we equating talent to NFL draft prospects?
Well, no, because it's funny because we do have two first round draft picks on that 2017 team and Bradley Chubb and Garrett Bradbury. So, So, I mean, I do agree it is a tough conversation.
I feel like Tooney wasn't on that team.
No, that was after Tooney.
Has he been in the league that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
He has been that long. Yes. He's won three Super Bowls. Yeah. Three or four Super Bowls. Yeah. That dude's got a ring case. Yeah. So, more of what I'm saying is like, dude, wide receivers alone, like you're stupid, stupid, stupid deep. Running back, you got three deep easily.
Yeah.
I mean, quarterback, he's underrated. Defensive side, you're bringing a lot of guys, Davin Van back, you know.
James Smith Williams was on that team too.
Yeah. So I kind of lean 2017, but on paper, though, man, like 2024 is going to be so good in terms of talent, in terms of depth.
Bryson Spies was on that team.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah.
And I think a lot of it, too, like to be fair to 2024, is that we don't know the full.
I'll say like, the kicking depth. Game wasn't as strong.
No.
Wow. All right, Greg. We done brought that up. Yeah.
I would say you want to kick my dog, but it would be wide right. So.
Wow. I love it. That's tough. Man. I love it, Greg.
Man. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the 2017 team.
Right. Well, because here, let's put it this way. Talent-wise, like kind of do like a quick like this or that, like quickly answer. So D-line wise, 2017 wins.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
No doubt about it. Linebackers, Jer Fernandez, Arius Moore versus
Jermaine Pratt was on that team.
Yeah, Jermaine Pratt. And then versus Caden Fordham.
That linebackers
Devon
win.
Betty.
2017 linebackers win.
I think so.
Barely. Yeah. It wasn't the most overly gray linebacker core. Now defensive back, 2024. Yeah.
I mean,
all day.
I guess because, I mean, you have guys like Isaiah Moore was on that team, but he didn't play a lot because he was a freshman.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, no, he was not much. But again, moving on, defensive back-wise,
2024, without a doubt.
All day.
Sean Brown, Aiden White.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then on the offensive side, offensive line. That's
tough. I don't know. I mean.
I know.
You got to go 2017 because you had Tony Adams, Will Richardson.
Okay.
You had Garrett Bradbury.
I'm leaning 2017 because I think we know more of what we have.
Yeah, Sculthorpe didn't really use it. Yeah, Big T.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's hard.
But 24 though, we'll see. We'll see. To be determined. But yeah, a little bit of 2017 right now.
Quarterback and then, is definitely 2017.
Right now,
I think so.
But again, I think a little bit more to be determined on that too. Running back wise.
I think it's 2017 with 2017 and Naeem
Hines. Yeah.
Though there's a lot of, you know, we don't know what Hollywood's going to be because he really hasn't had a lot of college time.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Waters can be easily a 1,000-yard rusher.
Waters can. And Raphael has shown glimpses of you know, some talent there. So, yep. But because
he's still got Duke Scott, too, who's going to be involved, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. The thing is there's more knowns and more knowns with 2017. There's just too many unknowns for 2024.
Correct.
So at this point, you have to give it to 2017.
Now, the real question comes to wide receivers. In my opinion, 2024. I'll fully say Kelvin Harmon. Yes, that dude was great. Jacoby Myers ended up being by far the best wide receiver, and we didn't even know it. And Stephon's my boy. He was in my wedding, and so I mean that guy. I mean he was consistent. But the fact that I could look at Keenan Jackson, who was a 4-star, one of the top wide receivers in the country, going to be a freshman. Look at him as like my 5th or 6th wide receiver.
You did have 2 generous. Freshmen on that team.
Who?
Emeka.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
Ooh, man.
He's like, dang you, Greg.
All right. So I think overall the consensus is 2017, but we could revisit this and be like, nah.
Because 2017 team was just older. They were just older.
You knew what you got with them.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of upstart talent with the Noah Rogers, who are some of the freshmen? Paler and Anderson. Like, there's talent there. They just have not been proven at the college level yet. And so it's kind of hard to make some of these decisions. So.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Paler, too.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of talent on this 2024 team. I definitely would like to revisit this topic this time next year.
Agreed. All right, Wolfpack Nation, with that being said, we're going to take a quick pause right there, and we're going to end part one right there. But I want to go ahead and give a heads up, though. If you haven't seen it already, we are doing a stupid big giveaway, y'all. Like, we are literally giving away 7 sets of 2 tickets to men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, a combination of all 4 sports.
A generous donor donated those.
A generous donor, absolutely. A very generous, very good-looking donor indeed. Yes. And also, too, we're giving away a appearance on a Tuffy Talk episode, day to be determined, and we're giving away a mini Dave Doran signed helmet. So, like, again, we have 9 different things we're giving away, and all you have to do to enter is if you click in the link below, it takes to the tweet where we're doing the giveaway. All you have to do is retweet that tweet, sign up for Savage Wolves using the link also in that tweet.
Minimum $10 a month.
$10 a month, y'all. $10 a month right there. And literally within your, if you win one of these prizes, that easily covers the value of
pretty
close to a year alone. So make sure to go and do that. And then make sure to comment your name and your hometown so that Savage Wolves can confirm that you're a member. And then you are officially entered into our amazing giveaway, y'all. So once again, make sure to hit that link below. Follow the rules for it. Enter in to be a possible winner for one of the 9 prizes, and the winner will be selected on January 29th on our Tuffy Talk live show. So with that being said, Wolfpack Nation, we will see y'all for part 2, and go Pack, y'all. We'll see y'all.